Hey everyone, welcome to the GotCrypt.com podcast. We have on the line from Kelowna, Brandon Holland, GotCrypt Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Brandon Holland. Brandon, how's it going?
Pretty good, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. So we'll do the same catch-up as always. How is life? What are you up to and doing and stuff?
I'm back in Kelowna doing some consulting for a company here in Kelowna.
Nice, nice. And you, of course, are back doing some work with Situare.
Yep.
So yep. How is that going? How's Capture the Flag going?
Capture the Flag is looking good. We've pretty much redesigned the entire UI from the ground up. We've changed the game starting, the way it starts, like as far as building your teams and starting a game and getting all joined up. It's a lot cleaner. So we're hoping that will help to improve the amount of users that play it. Because from what, like, in my opinion anyways, these type of games, they're just waiting to take off. And it's just a matter of convincing users that this is something fun to do. And once they actually get out and do it, I think it'll take off.
Right.
It's just a matter of getting them past that first milestone of starting a game and getting into it that we've noticed has been the biggest obstruction.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So how's the response been in the past year or so? You haven't been too closely related with it, but how have things been going in that time?
Well, it's been good. We have a small following. A bunch in Australia play consistently, at least twice a week. There's another group that we've noticed in the States and down in California there, and they play pretty consistently too. It's once or twice a week as well. But what we've noticed is we get a huge amount of traffic. Like we get probably like 50 downloads a month at least.
Yeah.
Which isn't too much, but if it's considering like it hasn't really taken off, that's not too bad, and it's a very consistent 50 per month.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing we've noticed is we get tons of games, like thousands of games being started, but that's just it. They get started and then they exit.
Right.
So what we're trying to do, and there's about, say in 1 month, there's like 500 games starting. And then out of those 500 games, only 14 of them are actually being played out.
Right.
And so what we'd like to do is kind of reverse those metrics. And we're assuming that the reason people are starting and then backing out is because it's confusing. They can't get a game going. They don't have somebody to play with, right?
Right.
So we're trying to remove that obstruction, hoping that we can reverse those metrics around.
Yeah, absolutely. So when is now, of course, for those of me who don't have iPhones, when's the Android port coming out? And will the Android port be compatible? Like, will you be able to play with iPhone users?
Android port is... Yeah, you can edit that. The port.
I'm just like, yeah, say Android port fast three times.
The Android port? Yeah, the Android port is definitely on the list of to-dos. Right now, like we said, we're just trying to pretty much convince everybody and ourselves that this is something that could work.
Yeah.
And once we get past the first milestone, we're using the iPhone as our platform just because that's where we started. That probably has the biggest user base at the moment.
Right.
And if we can get past this first milestone, there definitely will be an Android port somewhere in the future. And It will definitely be compatible with the iPhone as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Because I'm not going to be buying an iPhone anytime soon. So
maybe you went with Carlos.
Yeah, just one sec. What's that?
I thought you went with Kelly O'Brien's or something.
No.
Jeremy, stop screwing with my podcast.
But Paul says to stop screwing with his podcast.
What?
Paul says to stop screwing with his podcast.
Sorry, Paul.
Jeremy Holland, ladies and gentlemen.
Guest appearance.
That's funny. So what else is going on with you down there? How is other stuff?
I had some car trouble not too long ago, and hopefully getting a newer vehicle somewhere in the near future. Something a little more reliable.
Yeah. You mean to tell me that your Frankentalon isn't quite, isn't holding up anymore?
Well, it was kind of a freak accident. The drain plug on the transfer case fell off somehow, and I lost all my fluid, and it pretty much turned the transfer case gears into a molten pile of liquid.
Ah, yes, I could see how that would be a problem.
Yeah, so I was trapped in Clearwater for the night, and my dad whizzed up a new, just a front-wheel drive transmission that we were able to throw in there, and so that's driving for now, but I just need something a little more reliable, something I can count on.
Yeah,
I've ended up nicknaming this TSI the Black Hawk.
Yeah,
because it's black, and it, like the movies, the Black Hawk Down, it's right. Always down.
Nice. I can honestly say I've never named a vehicle I own.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I give every vehicle a name. It's taken me a while on this one just because I couldn't think of anything, but eventually a name does form and it does stick. Like, I mean, the Zapper. I mean, who doesn't know about the Zapper that's in my group of friends?
Yeah, fair enough. It's all just been car.
Yeah. Bobby, you form such a personal relationship with the vehicle. You're spending a lot of time in there, right? And that's all true. Have their little quirks and personalities. They deserve a name.
So talk about your plans for the summer and what's going on with you in the fall.
Summer camp!
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be at the MVSC yet again for my, sixth year? I think yeah. It's my sixth year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. This year I'm not the videographer, which is a big step.
Okay.
I'll be a counselor / outdoor person.
Oh, okay, nice.
At the end of the summer, I'm currently planning to travel to Fiji on a 3-month mission trip.
Awesome.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
For sure, yeah. What are you going to be doing down in Fiji?
There's 3 potential projects. Whether they all happen or not, I'm not sure. The first one, there is a church that needs to be built in Mombasa. They've got all the parts and pieces. They just need somebody to assemble it.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully going to do that one. And then another one we would like to do is there's kind of this design that my dad, Mitch, and a bunch of other people have come up with for these. They're like buildings without walls. It's like a roof, and it's a structure, a roofed over structure.
Yeah.
And they want to do is they want to put in like LCDs or like projectors and be able to like project like Hope Channel and 3ABN and those type of TV stations 24/7 in these TV station viewing areas or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And so then they have seats, and anybody who wants to can just walk in and watch 3ABN or the Hope Channel.
Nice.
So that's kind of an experiment to see if it would actually work or not. And if it does, it'd probably build more. And so that's that one. And then there's back on Rambi Island, where our last project was in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
We built a church there. And there was a hurricane that went through there fairly recently, and it caused some damage to some houses in the church. And so we're wanting to go over there and fix the church and repair houses. And yeah,
that's awesome. Good stuff. So that's 3 months.
Yep.
So
that'll be starting like in October, November, I think.
Right.
And it probably won't be back until December-ish.
Gotcha. Well, that's awesome. So any plans for 2012, I guess that takes us into?
Wow. I don't know if we're going to live that long, Paul. Isn't 2012, is December something is when the Mayan calendar says we're going to die?
Well, I just hope if it's going to happen, it happens sooner, because that would mean less podcasts everyone has to sit through.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that is just wild and crazy.
Yeah. Hopefully, if it's anything like the movie 2012, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it should be. I'll bring the popcorn.
Popcorn. Definitely. It'll be like buildings falling down and gaping holes in the sidewalk that your vehicles are falling through, but somehow you dodge them and you're able to get past.
Well, it makes it all better then.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is a comedy. They may label it as a drama or anything like else like that. That is a comedy. Me and Carlos laughed the whole way through that movie.
Nice.
We were in the theaters and we were crying so hard. We were laughing that hard that we were crying.
That's awesome.
I'm sure there was people in the theater that were ticked off at us because they were trying to take it seriously. But we were just laughing because it's just so exaggerated, like blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
It was like no way they could have done that. And there's just one scene where the there's this like door, like a gate or something to the one of the boats, one of the arcs as they called them.
Yeah.
And they somehow the gears got clogged or something, so that it couldn't open, right? And so they wanted to see. That's like a little flashing thing on the computer saying, "Oh, the gate isn't opening." And so they like press a button, and it takes them to camera 132, and camera 132 just happens to be in the gearbox, right, where what's his name, the main actor, is in there, and they're trying to fish out a tool that they dropped in the gears, right?
Right.
There he is on camera 132 in the gearbox. Like, why would they put a camera in the gearbox? Like, it just so happens to be where his face is, underwater.
Nice.
Oh, so funny.
I'm just wondering, like, what's on the first 131 cameras? It's like, here's the outside of the boat at the front. Here's the outside of the boat at the back. And here's the inside of our mini fridge and
the bathrooms and urinal 1, urinal 2.
Nice. 131 cameras, wow.
It's 132 or something, I don't know. I just picked a number.
Oh, okay. That would be funny. I don't even think the space shuttle has that many cameras.
Well, these are massive arcs, man. They had like four of them. It had to fit like most of the world. Well, the highest bidders. Anyone who could afford it.
Nice, because if there's one thing that we need, is a bunch of rich socialites being the people to recreate the population.
Yeah, it's definitely worth watching if you haven't seen it. It's a real knee slapper.
Nice. I might have to check that out. That actually sounds pretty funny. Is there anything else going on I should be asking you about right now? You did mention before we started that we are recording this over Skype right now.
Right.
You know,
which was recently purchased by Microsoft.
Yes, it was.
But what was it, $5 billion?
It was a lot of billions for a business that's losing money.
Yeah.
So.
Apparently they wouldn't settle for anything less. That's what I heard.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody, you know, you gotta dream big, right? You have to believe, really.
Well, I guess this is why we're using Skype right now, so.
I guess,
so Microsoft runs it into the ground.
Basically, yeah, then I'm switching back to Ekigev, for sure.
To what?
Ekigev, it's Ekiga. Did I ever tell you about that? It's basically, it's like Skype. It's basically, you know, video calling, audio calling. You can't call landlines or anything with it, but, open source, free, you know, better.
I'm all about the open source.
But yes, rest in peace, Skype. We we hardly knew ye.
They actually have a contest going right now.
Who's that?
Skype.
Oh, yeah? For what?
They have, they're looking for somebody to design the Mac chat style. And they're offering, like, it's like a grand prize is like a MacBook Air, and your chat style gets put into the Skype app.
Nice.
And then, like, there's, like, other prizes. Like, there's a People's Choice Award where people vote, and then the one with the most votes wins, like, I think it's an iPad 2.
Okay.
And then there's another one that you win an Apple TV for. I think it's the judge's favorite or judge's pick or something like that.
Right.
But it's a cool idea.
That is a cool idea.
I'm considering entering. I'm not sure if I'm going to have time or not, though.
I was thinking about what contests gotcrypt.com could host to bribe people to get involved in the gotcrypt.com community. But it hasn't worked in the past anyway, so I don't know if there's any point.
Well, haven't you done like a shirt giveaway or something like that?
Well, yeah, but yeah. I should just do that.
Yeah.
I should have a t-shirt design contest. Because I'm looking to do some more stuff.
There you go.
So okay, I'll tell you what. Let's announce this right now. Okay, t-shirt design contest right now. If anybody out there designs a t-shirt, and as long as the t-shirt has gotcrypt.com somewhere in the design, I don't care what the t-shirt is or whatever. As long as it has gotcrypt.com somewhere in the design. If you send in your t-shirt design, so either email it to money@gotcrypt.com or email it to money@gotcrypt.com. We'll say mid-August, so that way, yeah, mid-August, I will pick a winner from all the entries, and if you get picked as a winning entry, I will get you the t-shirt that has the design on it, obviously. and we'll throw in some other something. I don't know. I'll come up with something. I'll, like, I don't know, get you a donut or something. And
the winning design becomes part of the fashion line, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. We'll throw it in the store. Of course, you'll get a cut. If the shirt sells, you'll get a cut of the profit from that. But I will get you the T-shirt that has your design on it. So we'll say August 15th is the deadline, and then I'll try and get the shirt made for you for September. Done.
Sounds good.
We have a T-shirt design contest, which is funny because it's going to be interesting to see who actually hears this and enters, but whatever. Yes, we're going to make that happen. Gawkrip.com T-shirt design contest. Bring it on.
Any rules on, like, profanity or anything like that you should mention?
Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. That's a good point. Keep it, you know, rated PG or less or more innocent. Well, thanks very much, Brand, for taking the time to taking the time out of your busy schedule to catch up and all that good stuff. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again soon. If not, have a fantastic summer back at Mountain View Summer Camp. Have a great trip in the fall. And for sure, when you get back from your trip to Fiji, we're going to have to chat and talk about how stuff went.
Most definitely.
All right. So I guess I have to ask you to take us out of here. And I know, what you're going to say. So let's just get it over with. Go ahead.
Well, I was just doing it and you interrupted me.
I'm sorry.
I have to do an edit. Edit.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, can I go?
Go for it.
This has been a GotGrip.com podcast. And it was made on a Mac.
Yeah, I figured. You know what? People have seen the setup in the lair. They know I'm not using a Mac, so whatever. Good times. Anyways, bye everybody.
Peace.